Right now, we welcome in Brooke Baker from the Disabled American Veterans, our local chapter. Brooke, good to see you back in the studio this month, man.
Good to be here.
Got to throw that in there.
Yeah.
So thanks to last month.
How did the month of November go? Did you guys get the meeting in then?
Yeah, we had a meeting. Things were good. So we actually had some discussions about some things coming up that we're looking forward to and pretty excited about, and one of them's this month. I kind of want to talk about today if we could.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, hopefully that's why you're here.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. In the past, the Disabled American Veterans has always done food baskets for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Well, with 2020 kind of being the dumpster fire it was.
Thanks for keeping it radio friendly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of ways to describe it.
There's a lot of ways to describe it, and that's the most politically correct.
It is. It's very accurate, too.
Yeah.
Occasionally, we are politically correct.
Yeah. Thanksgiving didn't really get to happen for us because we had so much other stuff coming up and going on. And so, Christmas baskets, we're working on those right now. And basically what we want from the community or even from you guys is if you know somebody or you're a disabled vet yourself and you're going through a rough time right now, reach out to us and so we can get a basket. It's going to be, you know, a turkey, all the fixing, the stuffing, veggies, potatoes, pie. Basically, a whole meal.
Awesome.
And
meal for two, meal for four, whatever.
Depends how much turkey you eat.
Okay.
Right now, we got like, what are they, 14 to 18 pound birds donated?
Nice.
Wow. Yeah, we got a dozen of those.
That's a good four person with a little leftover meal.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good four person meal. And like I said, we got a dozen of those donated right now. So if we run out, we got to hook up to get some more. We got to purchase those. The baskets we got to purchase ourselves as well. So that's another thing is with the Disabled American Veterans, we are ran 100% on fundraising.
Sure.
You know, and once again, with 2020 being the way it was, we weren't able to get out to Walmart and do our forget-me-nots. We weren't able to get out and do any of that stuff for fundraising.
Funds are down for everybody this year in terms of the donation game.
Exactly. So with speaking with our banker, what we did was we actually set up another account at Nebraska National Bank that's set aside just for donations for anybody who wants to come in and give 5, 10, 20 bucks, whatever. And we worked it out with Gary's for the baskets, Gary's Superfoods. Chris down there was really great.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good local guy.
The whole basket is going to cost us about 21 bucks.
Okay. Very cost efficient.
Like I said, with the turkeys being donated, 21 bucks takes care of the whole basket. So, I mean, if anybody wants to kick in, they have to go, you know, they go down there.
It's the best I got right now.
That works. Hey, $5
But that brings up a good
nothing.
That brings up a good point, though. If everybody gives what they can.
Exactly.
Some people can give $100. Some people can only give $10, $20. And that makes a huge difference.
You know, if 20 people go in and give a dollar.
Yeah.
That's a family you just fed right there.
You've covered a meal.
You covered a meal right there.
And you can pull in with a couple of buddies, maybe some people at work. Just say, hey, you know, I'm dropping off donation. You got some change, got some cash on you. I mean, if everybody just, you know, has $3 or $4 in their wall and they say, yeah, it's great. Here you go. I mean, you're making a huge difference.
Exactly. You know, and I mean, we're not asking for somebody to kick in $100. I mean, hey, we ain't going to say no.
We're not going to object.
We're not going to object. I mean, you want to throw in $100 our way to
my
the
God,
account.
He's not as dumb as he looks.
We're not going to
take it.
Well, the Army didn't teach me to be stupid. Anyway, sorry. Back on focus here. We're not going to turn away any donation.
Sure.
I mean, small, big, it don't matter. We never have before. We never will. And like I said, I mean, I know it's short notice, but this all just came about last week. You know, last meeting we discussed it, and then trying to get in touch with everybody with the quarantining that everybody was going through and with all the, you know, everything.
So all the tape, red tape.
A lot of
phone
tag played the last 3 weeks.
I imagine.
It's been fun. So it was literally last week we finally nailed this down, like last Friday, I think it was.
Okay.
So that's when got all the banker. And she set everything up. The only thing is, if you go in there, you can't just say it's for the DAV. You have to let them know it's for the Disabled American Veterans.
They don't understand DAV?
Apparently there's another organization that's DAV, is my understanding.
Oh, okay.
So we want to make sure the money goes to our account.
Sure, can provide some confusion.
Yeah, exactly. So if somebody goes in, Disabled American Veterans for their donation account, and it goes right in there.
Okay.
So
awesome.
That account's going to be open from now until I'm no longer the commander, basically. and actually, it'll probably go on past then.
Can they use the drive-thru for that donation,
yes,
then, Brooke? Okay,
yes.
Awesome.
So both branches, I mean, it'll be fine.
So, any Nebraskland.
Yeah, any Nebraskland. I guess they got more than two branches now, don't they?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And Kearney, too, now, too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's kind of where we're at with December.
Awesome.
December 21st will be our cutoff.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to look at your calendar, make sure I was on the right date. Yeah, December 21st. That way we can get them. We're going to get them put together on the 21st and get them delivered. So that way people got enough time to get the turkey thawed, get it cooked.
Sure.
And all that stuff for Friday. So
gives time for everything to be put into place and get mm-hmm. the ducks in a row.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, it's going to be turkey stuffing, veggies, pie, fruit, the whole fixins.
A traditional style meal.
Yeah, traditional meal.
All the fixins, wow.
Very
good.
So, I mean, the only thing we're not doing is we won't cook it for you. So, I mean,
well, for a nominal donation.
Well, actually, you know, there's some guys that probably would volunteer to help.
They would.
With that, honestly, I mean,
yeah,
if you needed it.
Cook,
so,
man, that.
So.
And, hey, you'll do it for the right size donation, wouldn't you?
You don't want to eat my cooking?
I don't know that I would advertise that part.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
I'm fat, but I grill. All right, so. Do you like a deep-fried turkey? All right. Well,
I do.
I mean, temperature-wise, you might be able to still fire up the grill. So.
Yeah, so.
I do like a deep-fried turkey.
Yeah, I got a good recipe for you.
All right.
Yeah. We made a Hawaiian turkey a couple years ago.
Really?
Deep-fried.
Wow.
And
nice.
It was
delicious.
Amazing.
Wow.
I volunteer to taste test that at any time.
So.
Look at the dedication from Rick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we have
a Marine joke, but we'll let it go.
Again, we have Brooke Baker joining us from our local Disabled American Vets chapter. Brooke, if there's any disabled vets out there listening that want to maybe join in on some of this camaraderie that you guys have, how can they get in contact with you and find out about how they can attend a meeting or maybe talk over with you and some of the other guys in charge?
Oh, like I said, they can give me a call. My number is 308-660-5112. And, I mean, that's the same number, you know, if you got any nominations for the box as well. I didn't touch on that.
Okay.
Our next meeting is actually coming up this next Thursday, the 10th, 7:30 p.m. at the American Legion is when we meet. Where? So just show up. Give me a call. We got a Facebook page, facebook.com/DAV chapter 3. That's our chapter here in North Platte. Mm-hmm. So they can reach out to us via phone call, text message, email us on there, messages on there, or just show up.
And the location, that's right along 4th Street, right?
Yep, right out there on East 4th.
Yeah, a couple blocks away from Gary's. Other side of Isabel's, right?
Yes. Just actually on the east side of Isabel's. Just
okay.
West of where the VFW
okay.
was.
Yep. Okay.
Right, sandwiched in
right
between there. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Brooke, anything else you'd like to add this morning, man?
Oh, no, that's about it.
Again, if folks want to make a donation, how can they get in contact with you, or how can they swing in to Nebraska Land National Bank and make a donation?
Yeah, like I said, they can just swing in to any one of the branches, let them know it's for the Disabled American Veterans Donation Fund, and or they can just give me a call at 308-660-5112. You know, we can discuss the donations. However they want to do it, we can discuss nominations for the boxes. I mean, basically, if we get a name and an address for a box, they're getting a box.
Awesome.
We're going to find a way to make it happen. I mean, if we don't get donations, we're going to find a way to make it happen. Because our goal is for nobody to go, no vet to go hungry over the holidays.
Absolutely. Nor should they. Well, Brooke, we appreciate you guys doing this. This awesome event. Let us know if we can help you promote it in any other ways ahead of the Christmas holiday.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next month, if not sooner.
Yep, absolutely.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning right after a quick break on KODY.